things we mentioned from last week, I started checking today. One thing I still get a challenge about, I think you asked, where did you ask about the pressurized cooking? I have to check. Someone asked about the magnifying glass. The magnifying glass, you managed to concentrate the rays of sun. So we assume that that's considered cooking in the sun, and that should be mutter at hakila. Okay. So I saw a paper that quoted someone saying that that's after. I checked out the source that they said, and he wasn't speaking about it. He was speaking about it in a different case. So, I mean, as of yet, there's no makor for after. Yeah, I spoke to someone else, he didn't have makor, he also assumed it should be mutter. You're not cooking from the heat of the magnifying glass, right? You're cooking from the heat of the sun. It's not like the tool of a farmer is where you take the sun heats up a piece of metal, and then you cook on that metal. So you're using the heat of the metal. That's the derivative, as it were, of the sun.
It's directly
right, exactly. I assumed it should be Mutter. So I'll check with the Rav and see if we can find the Mutter. Okay, today's topic. Okay, I can't remember exactly where we finished off last week though. So we talked about the different.
Everything.
So we finished now. Finished vision. Okay, very good.
I think we're going to speak about
there's four shlavim in the visual process. I think I mentioned it, but I stood anyway to do chazon on this. Okay. First is if you have food which has not been cooked to the level of Marco Ben Joyce. And Marco Ben Joyce is food which someone Ben Joyce was a bandit used to eat, and it's known as food which is you can eat on a day to half. Yeah, Machlokes is showing them whether that's called a half cooked or third cooked. We're going to explain that a bit more, maybe today. Yeah, okay, that's one level. That's food, that's one level. Then there's at that level already. Yeah, it's reached the stage of being edible on a day to half. Okay, then there is something which is called fully cooked. The stomach, it's fully cooked, but you can actually improve it. Yeah, it will taste better if you do it, but it's fully cooked. You're happy to eat it as it is. Okay, that's the third level. There's a fourth level, which is it's fully cooked, and if you cook it more, it's going to be get bad. That's called the stomach barada. Okay.
Then there's the stomach,
which is where it's fully cooked, but you can improve it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then there's the stomach raloi, which is where it's fully cooked and it will, on the contrary, the extra cooking makes it worse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so let's just get a little summary of.
You need to level 3, it's fully cooked, and if you cook more, you will not do anything.
And then it won't be good, it won't be bad.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I haven't seen a book that has a separate thing. We'll see if it comes into the Mason Akhmir. Okay. Something which is, okay. If a person cooks something from scratch to the level of Malcolm and Joe's diet, it's Chayav HaChatzos. He did the Shogeg of Chayav HaChatzos, okay? Then he did his Skila, okay? Now, what about if something which is already cooked to that level and you cook it more? Is that Mutter after? What's the story with that? Okay, so that is, it's Machlokes is showing him whether you're Chayav for that, but we hold that you definitely shouldn't do it. Yeah, the last minute about the Machlokes is showing him, but we haven't discussed it yet, but we know that. If you, let's say the person is cooked the shoyim on Shabbat, if it's not Shabbat Chag, you shouldn't eat the food, right? But where the machlokes hapoiskim, then you are allowed. So here, this would Mishnah Berurah says this enters the category, and therefore, but yeah, you would be allowed to eat. Okay, but again, you shouldn't do it. Okay, right? If it was already at the level of Malcolm and Joyce, then you could eat it on a day of Chag. And then you cooked it further. Yeah, that is after to do. But it went.
Somebody takes the cholent that was partially cooked.
Yeah.
And then puts it on the thing.
So. Yeah.
We have to get to that. Yeah, they might be into other problems also, putting things Hazara and other
things. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. By strangers, we define right now products which would be important. By the time you said that if I will take food from this level and start to continue, it will be fine.
What do you mean
But this machlok is covering class of food which could be in
total. Okay, we're going to get to the next level. Right.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
somebody will come to me and say, hey, you're not allowed to do this, you get skewed. Will I get skewed? Is that answer right?
If the thing is that the potato is readily edible now, yeah, then you are allowed to add to it the thing that's going to improve it. So, for example, you can put a if it's already on the fire, you can put it to a hotter pot on the fire, yeah, or you can cover the lid of it, yeah. So that is not a problem.
You described me the second to red corn.
Okay.
So far,
yeah,
I'm
okay.
Then I need to describe this for him.
What?
I need a question. Go ahead, describe it for me.
Okay. You've got, let's say you're short. You've got implicit coming, and it's very embarrassing to serve these potatoes. They're going to be crunchy. They're not very nice. Yeah. Maybe you can give it to the dog. They're really not so edible. Yeah. If after you're given, there's nothing else to eat, you'll eat it. But you really don't want to eat it. Okay. You come to the ramen place. They're sitting on the hot plate. Yeah. But they're right on the end. It's the coolest part. Can I move it? It's really quite a nice. It's going to have lots of time to cook. Can I move it right into the middle, the hot part? Yeah. And then they'll be okay. Yeah. It'll take a couple of hours, whatever. But then they'll be fine, and they'll be perfectly edible. Yeah. Am I allowed to do that? Okay. So what on that? The answer is
no.
No.
I get problem with creation. I get my mess.
Why, what's the problem?
What is eatable for you, not eatable for me?
Okay.
No. You never will serve, I will serve.
Okay.
That is my problem.
Okay.
How to present this thing to a corporal?
Okay. So
that's the whole problem. For you, not me, all the time.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
Your problem. It's not extreme. We're not talking about. It's very important. Extreme difference.
Yeah.
Raw and cook, I can recognize. Between, I don't know about the discrepancy of corporal.
But it is what my problem. Okay. But presumably, what a regular person
would do.
Look, I'm very, very, not well known for this business. I don't know about you, so I don't know if they're described. Maybe somebody knows when it comes to that content.
Okay.
For me to use this word, that's a bit foolish.
Okay.
I don't know what it means.
Okay, so, yeah.
So right now this practical question. I come and describe food. And I need to bring in potatoes. How I get the answer from you, I don't know.
No,
is that
no,
my problem?
No, okay. It's presumably what a normal person would believe.
Okay, that's
not my answer. We wouldn't need it, and our guests wouldn't need it. That's an answer. That's an answer right there. We wouldn't need it, and our guests wouldn't need it. It's not.
Okay, do what the
average person. Yeah,
I don't know perception
about
people.
You put the you put the potato into the boiling water. You put it in for 5 minutes. Okay, we're going to see it's possible to do it for a different reason, right? Okay, you put it in and you take it out for 5 minutes. You didn't do anything wrong. Okay, the actual fissure. Yeah. That's not for cooking. The fact that it was even inside for 5 minutes, it doesn't matter. It doesn't get the answer to it. Okay? Yeah? Once it hits the answer to it, it's going. Yeah? Then you are. No. Then you start to go over the it's official, maybe Chassid here. Right? Okay? Once it's reached Makom and Joy side, then you're into Chassid. Okay? Yeah? Why are you looking confused? Again.
Starts the moment
you use the absolute. Right. But you're not. That you're over the maybe chassid shir. But behind the chassid only wants to read Makom and Joy side. The shir is, yeah, the shir of cooking is has to be edible. Okay? And Chazal told us that that shir of edible is Makom and Joy side. So before that you haven't been over the how do you want to say it? The ikhtar in its full shaman, yeah, and it wouldn't be behind the chassid. But yeah, it's still after to do. Okay? You're only going to have a process when you get Makom and Joy. Okay? And then if you increase the bishul from Makom and Joy until it's fully cooked, that's also after, he says? Yeah? Right. That's after. Right. But after that, once it's fully cooked, then there's no problem.
So, sorry. Okay? That occurs not until you get...
Wait, where are you? Sorry.
No, you put it in.
Yeah.
Let's just go with the idea, like your example, a potato takes a half hour to get the absolute oil.
Yeah.
2 hours to get fully cooked. So
an extra hour and a half.
Yeah, an extra hour and a half.
Yeah, right.
So now, the muscle venue soy does not happen until 1 1/4 hours.
Right.
Meaning because half of that 1 1/2 hours
from the original half hour.
Yeah. So
right.
1 1/4 that's
Makom and Joy side.
So until 1 1/4 hours, I understand that you're not over on the chassid.
No. You're not just right. No chassid. That first half an hour is the chassid rises, you didn't do anything.
Right.
Yeah, until it gets to the other level.
Right.
From that half an hour until the hour and a quarter.
Right.
Yeah, that's after.
Right.
It's an interval, but you wouldn't be inside the chassid because it hasn't become cooked.
Right.
Once you've got that hour and a quarter Makom and Joy side, you cooked it, you've got the Makom and Joy side, chayav chassid.
Okay, but if it was, because we also said mitzamek liyafelo, if it reaches mitzamek liyafelo.
So after 2 hours, they say.
No.
Mitzamek liyafelo, that means fully cooked.
Okay.
Yeah, mitzamek liyafelo means fully cooked. You can improve it. If it stays on the fire, it's going to improve.
Okay, so it's mitzamek liyafelo, the varala, let's say it starts at 2 1/2 hours.
Okay.
Okay, so from 2 hours until... Numbered, then
that's mistake. Okay, so put the lid on, you can put it to half the clock, yeah. That's mistake. Okay, everyone got it clear? Yeah? Clear?
Yeah.
Still no? Not clear? Say it again.
I'm clear with what you said. Because it's been all time for my patent, I thought that you put that once you.
Something wrong. Yeah. Let's say okay. The steak is probably a bad example, but you wouldn't eat it. Let's say you got
some products.
Okay, water or even water, water, right? You don't want you don't want the room temperature water. You want lukewarm water. You don't want it to be you want it to be 30 degrees. Okay, so you've got a great idea. What you're going to do, you're going to take some water, put it I don't want to get involved in other problems of putting things on a plate. You've got your chalon pot. Okay, that's easy way, right? You've got your chalon pot sitting on the plate, right? You're going to take that cup of water and sit it on top, yeah. Okay, Okay, it's assuming all the science words are there. Okay, so you want to put it on there? Yeah? Okay, so now, if you leave it there for, let's say, 5 hours, it's going to get very hot. Okay, this is the same, it's true, I don't think it's true. Yeah, this is the same, it is true. Okay. Yeah, it's going to get very hot. It's going to get the absolute point. But you don't want to do that. You just want to put it on for half an hour so it will take the chill off. Yeah? Is that what's the answer? You're not cooking it. You're definitely not cooking. You're going to take it off, and so you're not cooking it. And again, don't forget, before it's got the absolute point, you didn't do a thing wrong in the word of the writer, right? That's not cooking.
Probably rabbinically, though.
Okay. Ah, very good. Right. It's awesome. So it's called Zeus Hashem. Yeah? The word Hashem means like lukewarm. Yeah? And that will worry. So what would you do? You put it on. What might you do? You'll forget about it, and then you'll be over. Yeah. So because you have that will worry that you might forget about this thing, and then you'll be over the itzah bishul, even though it's only bishul day. Yeah. Still, you're not allowed to do it. Therefore, anything which hasn't been cooked, fully cooked. Yeah. Anything which hasn't been fully cooked, you're not allowed to warm it up. In a so-called mutter way. Yeah? Meaning even a way which by a food which was fully cooked. Like let's say you had a fully cooked potato, you would be allowed to put it on the top of the challah pot. Yeah? Okay? But something which hasn't been fully cooked, you're not allowed to do. Because that will worry, you might leave it there, you'll be over the Issa official, and therefore you're not allowed to even heat it up without getting the outside of the boil, just in case you forget it.
So long as it will reach that.
Yeah, right, very good. So yeah, so it's only, right, exactly. It's only if it could reach that, right? If it's impossible to reach it, I don't know, you've got a very, your pot's very high or whatever, yeah? You stick a lot of water inside, yeah? A lot of water there and it can't reach it, yeah? You can't reach the other boy, then it will be water. Okay? It's only if it could in theory get there, that's when it comes.
Before
it can't get there.
Before Shabbos goes, no?
That's a side I don't know. Now you put this water on the black now, yeah? By the end of Shabbos, it's definitely not going to get the other set at point. But loosely, if you were to keep it there for 3 hours, then it would get to the other set at point. Is that also included in the day or not? Meaning, is it just, when it comes out, sets it up, it's practically, will it get there? Well, it says, no, if the type of food that could get there, that's already going to be up. That, I don't know. I'll check that out. Did you hear it, Shai?
But if it's true,
yeah,
it's possible.
Yeah.
Then, when you know, 5 hours will bring this tea,
yeah,
it means that you prepare this tea on Shai.
No, you're going to take it off for 10 minutes. We're
going to
take it off
for 10 minutes.
Goes up in half hour.
Yeah, okay, you're right. But you can't be using the hot, it wasn't my hot, right? Because I was doing it for Shana Shuddha.
But because what I do when I make proper time in my shoe.
Yeah.
Proper time.
Ball.
Yeah. I can do it.
Right.
But immediately after Shabbat, I'm tired.
Yeah.
Why? Because in this case, I like on Shabbat, I need something. I put water. The same thing is water. You put water, yeah. And right now in 5 hours, you want Shabbos, you
can get water. By time, you're potentially making a knot. Not obviously 24 hours, not more than 24 hours, but as I said, that's
okay.
Yeah, when I put this on Shana Shuddah, my hands were for Shana Shuddah. So that's a perfectly good thing. So I just forgot about it. Yeah, but at the time, the mindset I did was not on half
hour.
Okay, so that I have to check out. Is there anything else to check out? Okay. Beautiful. 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 Beautiful